need someone to man my radio all the time.
Yeah.
Cigarettes still burning, what kind of noise brings?
lots of college students. There's lots of fruit trees, actually a lot of fruit trees, and nobody really picks them. The fruit, like, it gets really ripe in the springtime, and it just falls on the street and rots. Because I think a lot of people are really busy playing beer pong and drinking vodka and that sort of thing. So they don't really notice the fruit. So there's a handful of people that do notice the fruit, that have to go around and pick the fruit, and then there's too much of it, and they don't know enough people to give it away to, so then you need to make jam. Because you can can it and like put it on a shelf and like hope it doesn't get knocked down. So I brought a jam tonight to share. It's a kumquat nutmeg jam. The kumquats were picked over by Stork Ranch, which is a weird little suburban thing on a strip behind like a dormitory. And there's like 30 or so kumquat trees, and in the spring, in April, nobody had picked any of them. So there's like 30 kumquat trees, all right, all falling down. So I picked a whole box, I made a bunch of jam, gave it away to some people, and someone traded me for a jar of jam, and I figured that it'd be cool to have more people trading more kinds of jam, because I found the kumquat, but someone else could have found something else, and then we could trade and then have different kinds of jam. And let's say if you lived in like Seattle, and there were like other kind of fruit trees there, and you're like, hey, I got this kind of fruit, you got this kind of fruit, and then we could like send them via like the post office. So, I put my email out there, maybe it'll be like a website that we can like put photos on and recipes and stuff like that. I think it's cool.